Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Maury, today, weather fine, good four, apparently. Gary Cleese, you'll confirm that. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, here at the moment. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. With a little bit of wind really kicking in, but they must be pumping the water on this track because everywhere around here, Maury's dry and this is green, this grass here. So it's in very, very good order.
All right, the first today, we put out Like a Boom, number six. Now, the favourite, two, Ella Valentina, $2.90. Number three, Tam Leica is $3.61. Mr Magoo, $3.90. 11 Untold Secret, $7. $8 for four, Supreme Bell, and then 13 or better.
Yeah, I went to split on 3, 2, 4, and 1. I'm with Tam Leica here. Resumes from the Katie Morgan yard. She hasn't been at the trials this time in. She ran fourth in a maiden at Armidale on debut and went to Scone on Scone Cup Day in a maiden and drew 13 gate beaten six lengths and three winners have come out of it. Just interesting, he hasn't trialled. He's probably kept her nice and fresh for the 9.50, but I think she'll take a bit of beating, particularly off that Scone run where she was green and did a bit wrong. Ellie Valentina, the former Victorian, the two, resumes in a new yard 9.5 months. Well, you don't get any better stable than Peter Sinclair. And those two runs in Victoria, Bairnsdale and Cranbourne, seven winners came out of there. But there's no trials. But like I said, very good stable. Full Supreme Bell. I loved her trial at Gunnedah 22 days ago. She led in the trial and just raced away from them. The horse had run second in the trial was a seven times winner. So it wasn't an easy trial. And the blinkers go on first time. And one Mr Magoo, he's had four trials all told. He had three trials in Sydney. He didn't have a flashing light on him, but he did trial pretty good at Port Macquarie 22 days ago. 3, 2, 4, 1 with the split, race one, Sean.
Okay, on to race two, a full field. Now, number 10, Samfire Ho, $2.80. 5, Mr Perfection, 4 even. 4, Suffice, $4.80. 7, Alicia, $5. $9 for both 2, Follow Our Dream, and 6, Betty Bullet, and then 23 or better.
Yeah, with a split again, 10, 7, 6 and 4 on with Samfire Ho. She was formerly trained by Toby and Trent Edmonds at the Gold Coast. And I saw her at Grafton there last start. I mean, the bottom line with her, she didn't run out 1,600 metres. And if you go back 3 runs ago, she was unlucky to get beat at Ipswich when running third. And probably some of these wouldn't go to Ipswich and be placed. But I think she's only got to run up to that and bringing her back to the 1,300 metres is the key. The 7, Alicia, another fit, really fit now from the Kelvin Hickmont yard. She's another former Victorian, another one that went to Grafton over 1,700 metres and just didn't quite run it out. But prior to that, at Moolumbar and the Sunshine Coast, she didn't have a lot of luck. 6, Betty Bullet. She's been placed the last two in Bundara and Inverell. They haven't been over strong maiden, but she gets a nice soft gate. And Suffice has been well backed on Tab, the debut of the 4 from Aaron Bullock rides for Alan Keogh. Trial fair at its first trial, but was a lot better than the trial at Wyong. It just steps up to 1,300 metres on debut. With the split, 10, 7, 6 and 4 for me in race 2.
Full field the third, 2 Cozy Can-Can is 3.30. Number 7 happens no more, 4.80. 5 Time Stalker, 5.50. 1 Battle Fury and also 3 Caesar's Ghost and 8 Mr McRae, $7, then 12 or longer.
Yeah, with the split again, 2, 7, 4 and 5. I'm with the 2 Cozy Can-Can. The former Victorian, he's only had the one run for Mark Mason. He ran terrific too. I mean, they went out really hard. He was worse than midfield, but I like the way he finished the race off. And Robert Thompson had to go back for him on that tricky gate. I think he could be handy today from a little bit better gate. 7 happens no more. Well, his run at Gunnedah was great. He had 11 alley here. And Brookstow had no option but to go back and try to hide him. But he found the line really late, beating 1.1. He gets the limit weight, so he dropped 3 kilos. He gets his home track advantage and draws a lot better. I want to have a look at Guided, the 40. He resumes with only the one soft trial under his belt at Wyong. He went around in an open trial there. He's a back marker that likes to get back and hit the line. And Clyde Timestalker's doing a really good job. He won at Warhope 2 runs ago on a non-tabber, but he backed that up with a really good third at Muswellbrook behind Sir Luke beating 1.2 lengths. So that was a pretty good run. He gets the limit weight here, but he is a nice fit horse going good at the moment. With the split, 2, 7, 4, and 5, race 3.
One Who's Your Housemate comes out of the 4th. Favourite 2, Lord Heron, 2.40. 4, Autumn Ridge, $2.80. 6, More Dreaming is 5.50. 5, Another Plan, 9, then 10 or better.
Yeah, with the evens here, 2, 4, 7, and 3. I'm with him, Lord Heron. He resumes here. Yeah, Alan Keogh's got him now. He's had 2 trials. He's on third and never off the bridle in a Port Macquarie trial, beating 0.7 a length. Also won the trial Golden Comet, coming out to win really easy at Grafton last week. And then he went back and he trialled in an open trial, one of the hottest trials going around at Newcastle, beaten 2.6 lengths. He's in a 66 rating, 1,300 metres. He's the first up winner. He's won from 13 to 1,600 metres and he gets a soft gate. He's only got to run up to his two trials to be hard to beat. Poor Autumn Ridge doing a good job. He's won two out of his last four runs. Nothing wrong with his scone run last start behind Normality. That was a week ago. Well, that was 17 IM Dynamic. He had no luck in his three runs ago, and then he went to Gunnedah and he had to come back from 1,300 back to 1,000. But he steps up to the more suitable trip. And Bonnie Sears doing a good job. She won here two runs ago, and she went to Eagle Farm. She was probably a little bit outclassed there, but back to country grade will suit her. With the evens, 2.473 race four.
Race five, full field, six Miss Powder Keg, 230, four My Mill, $4, one Apache Bell, five, two Equisita, 550, five Future Road, 650, and then 26 or longer.
Yeah, even numbers again, 6.452 on with Miss Powder Keg. The sixes are the two solid runs back. Cody Morgan's got her. She went around here and run 5th to 13th behind Lord Tony Beaton 3. She needed the run. She's gone back to Gunnedah. The track didn't suit her that day behind Palace Street, but she is just perfectly placed today. She gets 53 kilos of a claim for Yvette Lewis and draws the one alley and has been here, and that's a plus. For My Mill, lightly raced. She's only had the two goes. She went to Gundawindi on debut. She had a break and came back and got the job done at Gunnedah, winning a maiden. Did a lot wrong in running, so she can only learn off that. She has got to go from maiden up to class two, but it is fillies and mares, class two. By Feature Road, look, she ran 30th first up, went to Canamble and was held up over the last 100 metres. That 6.8 length should have been a lot closer. You know, definitely got the two Equus setter. She's now in the Alan Keogh yard, but she went to the Wyong trial. She just missed a kick in the trial. I don't know what happened to her, whether she half got a head over on the side, but she certainly can begin better than that, and she is a better mare than what she showed at that trial. With the even numbers, 6.45 and 2 in race 5.
Full field, the 6.3 Bullseye Score, 3 even, 2 Pork and Beans, 5.50, 1 Incomparable, $6, 5 Arrow Express, 6.50, 4 Petrodule, 7, 7 Palace Street, 8.50, along with 9 Swoop, and then 12 or longer.
This is a good feel. I'm with a split. I'm 3.251. I'm just within Bullseye Score. He's had two runs back. He got the job done winning here first up, and three winners have already come out of the race. And he went to Musselbrook there, and Vintage Fire, a smart horse that is unbeaten, beating 0.5 a length. He gets the claim. He gets the gate. He's won here before and gets the same type of track here today. Two Pork and Beans. Look, he's a massive watch. He's now in the Dwayne Smith stable. We haven't seen him for nearly 7.5 months. He did win two last preparation, winning at the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast. He's got a good first-up record. The blinkers go on him today. He's got a soft gate, and he's got a good 900,000-metre record. Five Arrow Express started favourite at Kilcoy two runs ago and was fair, but did go to a pretty tough race at Eagle Farm on a Saturday. Only beaten 4.5 where they run time. The gate's important, and probably the 950 is important for her. And Incomparable, the top weight's another watch, another former Victorian in the Campbell Roberts yard. He hasn't been seen for 11 months and he hasn't been to the trials. He's got a fair, fresh record, and I just see the glue on shoes come off him today. So obviously they've got his feet right. With the split, 3.251 in race 6.
9 Chicken Charge comes out of the 7th, 4 Dukes County, 2.25. To come on, Paddy Riley, 4.20, 3 Cabrier, 6.50, 10 Karetsu, 7, then 11 or better.
Tricky race, on with the evens, on 10, 4, 2 and 7. On with Karetsu here. Look, she's only a lightly race mare. Her last two runs are certain will have been a lot better. She hit the line good at Armidale when running third there, 1,400 metres, and then she went to the mile at Gunnedah and got back and found the line good in 57. So she's got a 2.5 kilo weight drop. This is a lovely big flat track, and I reckon it'll suit her. For Dukes County, look, he did a good job at Musselbrook. He wanted to over race and get his head up at the 1,100 metres. From there on, he settled, but he hung on pretty good to win. He goes from 1,500 of a mile. Come on, Paddy Riley. Well, he's only got to back his run up two runs ago when he ran third at the Sunny Coast over a mile, and he went to Grafton, and he just didn't run the trip right out. So I'd say he wouldn't have done a lot with him in the last 11 days, Kelvin Hickmont. Look at the 7, Catwalk Queen, nice little fit mare from a good stable in the Connie Gregg yard, racing good enough at the moment. 10-4, 2 and 7 with the evens, race 7.
On a race 8, and here we've got a full, perfect trick number 7 out. Four Master Cramsey's, 3.40, one only choice, $5 with two Prince Priceless to Hero, and also three Heratify, then 11 or better.
Yeah, good race. On with a split, 3-4-2-9. I'm with Haratify. Look, he's a real tough nutter. You go right through his form. He won at Toowoomba 4 runs ago. He came back and he ran into a good one when running second at Toowoomba. He went back to Toowoomba, only beaten 3.7. He's probably a little bit disappointing at Stanthorpe the other day, whether he handled the track or not. But look, he's a tough nut that can get around. He's been here a couple of times for a couple of placings. Foremaster Cramsey, well, he absolutely loves it. He's had 5 goes here, 2 wins, 3 places. Just a little query. He has had 1 go up a mile and he failed, but he is a lot more mature now. 2 priceless to Hero. He's from the Pat Webster stable at St. George. He's going good. He's been in the money 3 out of his last 5 runs. And I've thrown the 80 in here, the 90 in here, Naoko from the Connie Gregg yard. She's had three runs back. She never, ever performs first up, second up, or third up. And her best form is third up, and she is a winner. Or placed over 1,600 metres. With the split, 3-4-2-9 for me in the last, Sean.
What do you like there today, Gary?
I like race 4, number 2, Lord Heron. Loved his trial at Wyong, and I think he's only going to do that, and he'll be hard to beat. And race 6, number 3, Bullseye Score, coming off that very good run up Musselbrook. So race 4-2, race 6-3. Quaddy numbers short in the first 2 legs with 6-4 and 5, then 3-2-5. And wide in those last legs were 10, 4, 2 and 7. And in the last leg, 3, 4, 2, 9. But good conditions, tracks in good order, and a good day's racing, Sean.